Welcome to this Indie Filmmaking Masterclass, which is focused on using fake documentary filmmaking to feature underrepresented and marginalized voices. I'm Chris Vanderkay, the creator of the Masterclass and your host through this journey. So let's talk about fake documentaries for a minute. Since 1999, when the Blair Witch Project came out, this subcategory of film has been growing in popularity. And after the enormous success of Paranormal Activity, the number of fake documentary and found footage films has exploded. They're one of the most frequently produced subcategories in horror film, with seemingly dozens coming out every year. But let's be honest here. You've seen enough of them to know that some of them are not very good. In fact, the odds are more likely that a fake doc film is not effective and well-made than that it is. For every one good film, like Snow on the Bluff, Fear of a Black Hat, or What We Do in the Shadows, there are at least 10 that are poorly made, uneventful, or a complete ripoff of something that came before. So why are we talking about them then, right? Why is this entire masterclass focused on a kind of film for which most of the entries aren't very good? Well, I'm glad you asked. The truth is, lots of movies are bad in every genre, every category. But the reason the percentage of bad movies is higher in fake documentaries is because the fake documentary category is infinitely less expensive to make, and therefore more people are making them. In essence, fake doc films are democratized in a way that other kinds of films are not. Right now, if you wanted to, you could find some kind of a camera without very much trouble, and you could use that camera and a few people you know, and you could make a fake documentary. It might not be super well written or super well executed, but you could do it, just like thousands of other filmmakers have done. Now that is both the good and the bad thing about fake documentary films. Anyone can do it. Same is not true of other kinds of films. The amount of equipment and crew needed to make other films a reality is much more expensive and complex. And that's really the key point about fake documentaries. Anyone can make one, which means you can make one. And I hope, if you're watching this, it means that you want to make one. The whole goal of this masterclass is to inspire people to sidestep the machine that is the Hollywood system. The standard system of filmmaking is great for established filmmakers and people who have broadly popular and unchallenging things to say with their work. But the goal of this course is to empower the underrepresented voices, right? Women, people of color, the LGBTQ community, the disabled, and intersectional combinations of all of those groups. I want to arm them with the knowledge and ability to just start making their own work without having to wait for the system to quote-unquote let them. Right? Fake documentaries are the perfect place to start doing that. We've already established that they're not very expensive to make if you go into them with focus and intent, and that means that there will be less people above you telling you what is okay to put in a film and what isn't. In fact, if you could make this film cheaply enough, then you are the only one making those decisions. Also, since there are so many bad fake documentary films, it might actually be easier to stand out in the crowd by making a smart, thoughtful, well-executed fake documentary film. So I hope you're inspired to take this journey as I walk you through the process of conceptualizing and executing a fake documentary film that brings your unique and specific vision to the world. This masterclass will take you through every step of the process, helping you work your way through pre-production and production, and we'll even discuss a bit about post-production and distribution. It will be a long and challenging task for you, but at the end of it all, you'll have a film that is your uncompromised vision to share with the world. And I can't stress that enough. To reach the finish line on a project like this, one that has little funding and no traditional or conventional framework like standard filmmaking, you have to have a vision, something worth saying. There has to be passion in whatever you're making, and you have to believe that your individual take on your story is important enough to the world that you need to see it through to the end. So before you do anything else, take some time to think about what things you really care about. Social issues, systemic injustices, universal human truths, big picture ideas that truly capture your imagination and about which you have something to say. Find whatever that is inside of yourself because you're going to need it for this. And then when you've got that, then we're ready to get started discussing fake doc filmmaking.